Carlos Ochoa has a master's in cultural anthropology and a background in archaeology, but his interests currently lie in sustainable agriculture.
I became interested in sustainable agriculture because I see it as a personal liberty. I see food security as probably the underlying issue to all of our problems in the world today. I think if people have food security, then they wouldn't be so concerned about where their next paycheck is going to be coming from, whether or not their employers are going to be able to pay them. And it seems to me that having access to food on a regular basis kind of alleviates a lot of those problems, especially nutritious food, food that's produced in a sustainable manner that's not grown conventionally necessarily. I think sometimes that might be inevitable, but trying to mitigate the impact on the environment is also important because that plays a role in determining people's health, society's health, etc.
Last year, he spent some time on Petitjean Mountain, working at the Winthrop Rockefeller Institute's farm, growing oyster mushrooms.
An oyster mushroom is Pleurotus austriatus. That's the scientific name, and it's an edible mushroom. It has polysaccharides that inhibit cancer and tumor growth. It has more protein, ounce per ounce, than red beef, and you can grow it on agricultural waste. So it's a win-win situation for everybody, unless you don't like mushrooms, of course.
Larry Driver, fellow Energy Corps member, has a much different background than Carlos. He spent 33 years in the educational system, 20 of those as a gifted and talented teacher. After a series of events, he decided to pursue a second act in his career.
I love teaching, and it was really hard, and it can wear you out. And so I was kind of, I wouldn't say burned out, but I appreciated the fact that it was a hard job, and I had the opportunity to pursue something else. So I chose the environment and sustainability because I think it's an issue that is the only thing happening right now in the world that we have to pay attention to.
Gaining his graduate certificate in sustainability, Larry is now in the process of figuring out what this new career is. He is unsure of the exact job he wants, but knows that it involves helping society to make some changes. He stumbled across the Energy Corps position at the Office of Campus Sustainability at the University of Arkansas, where he works with Carlos. Larry explains how the office originated and what its purpose is.
The University of Arkansas is a flagship university, and they want to show themselves to be a high-caliber institution, not just for the state, but for the country and internationally. They want to distinguish themselves. One of the ways they have chosen to do that is they're going to be in the forefront of the environmental movement. So they're kind of branding themselves as we are leading the way. So 4 years, 5 years ago, they created a position, the Office of Campus Sustainability. It changed its name over time, but that will work for now. And they hired Dr. Nick Brown. And after 4 years, he was able to get some help with the Energy Corps members. And so what his job is to do is he gathers data on that the university is committed and making progress in environmental areas, such as reducing its carbon footprint, its use of energy, conservation of water, less waste. So recycling is important. So all those kind of ideas, better transportation consciousness about fossil fuels.
Larry's job has evolved since its beginning. He says that he has turned into a gatherer of all things going on. That sustainability is a popular topic, crossing all borders, social, economic, environmental, with students, professors, and researchers, all with interest. And that it's hard for the left hand to know what the right is doing.
So my job has kind of turned into trying to keep track of how big this is. And not only how big, but how complicated, how difficult, what a undertaking it is to try to improve, to make strides. And it really comes down to two issues, behavioral changes for our community, our culture, and scale. One person riding a bike isn't going to make a big difference in carbon being put into the atmosphere, but 10,000 people riding their bike would. So, and Carlos and I talk about this all the time in the office. It's about how scale making a difference.
Carlos Ochoa is also with the U of A Office of Campus Sustainability. His position began as a compost coordinator, a job that he still works with, maintaining the campus composting program that composts uneaten food from campus cafeterias.
Well, I've kind of given myself a new title.
Okay.
It was initially compost coordinator.
Okay.
Now I'm more of a program coordinator, I'd say. I'm currently trying to work with Chartwell's, the dining services at the University of Arkansas, on catered events. Last year, Chartwell's catered over 10,000 events in this area.
He says that currently, Chartwell's has a policy that prevents them from donating uneaten foods from these catered events to area food banks due to litigious repercussions. He says that what a lot of dining services don't know is that they are protected by the Congressional Bill Emerson Good Samaritan Act, preventing lawsuits against organizations that donate seemingly wholesome foods to food banks and pantries.
It's more important in the eyes of Congress to feed hungry people than it is to throw seemingly wholesome food into the landfill. I've been contacted by the Walton College of Business, through my affiliation with the Office for Campus Sustainability. They're very concerned about the amount of food that's being thrown out at the end of these catered events. And Chartwell's, like I said, they don't want any lawsuits. They're very concerned about that. Not to say that Chartwell's hasn't done a lot for the community, because they have.
Carlos is currently working with Chartwell's to educate them on the Bill Emerson Act and to help them adopt a more socially and environmentally friendly policy.
If we can donate the food from the pantries, it does three very important things. One is that it feeds hungry people, which is probably the most important issue. The second thing that it does is that it reduces waste disposal costs. The third thing that it does is that it helps protect the environment by depositing organic material into the landfill. It creates methane. Now, methane is a lot worse as a greenhouse gas than carbon is. And so if we can really get this going, if we can donate food to the people who need it most, we're protecting people, we're protecting businesses financially, and we're protecting the environment.
Larry Driver's favorite thing about his Energy Corps experience goes back to the actual motto or purpose of the program.
The concept of the Energy Corps is to get things done and to serve our country. And that is very much what I want to do. And so I feel that I need there's an opportunity to serve. That there's got to be people in place to help the community and our culture have the resources, have the support to make wise choices. So I want to be part of that workforce. So service, helping America, helping people, saving the planet, just fits in with way back when I was a child and a teenager is, you know, we should make a difference. We should try to help and make the world a better place. And here I am a little older, and I'm still thinking that's the
Carlos
case.
Carlos agrees with Larry about serving the community and getting things done, saying that one of the reasons he applied to the compost program was because it actually did something, diverting waste from landfills and creating compost for gardens.
And actually doing something that makes a difference is probably the most fulfilling aspect of this work.
Carlos refers back to his anthropology background to describe the results of the program, quoting a theory about cultural materialism, that whatever resources are available to a community dictates their behavior.
Are our efforts as Energy Corps members going to make a difference if we continue to rely on the infrastructure, the carbon-based fuel? So on a theoretical level, I think it's been kind of beneficial to be involved with Energy Corps members, and I guess if I was forced to make a claim as to whether or not our efforts are going to make a difference, I'd have to say yes. I do feel that fossil fuels dictates our lives in a lot of ways, but at the end of the day, what we're faced with is we're lying in bed with our loved ones or our friends over a cup of coffee. I mean, we're sharing stories, we're talking, and we're sharing experiences. And I think within those stories, we're also sharing alternative ways of living, alternative ways of thinking about things. So I think we are making a difference.
For Ozarks at Large, I'm Christina Thomas.